I appreciate you, Mike. I'm honored and humbled to be the next head football coach here at Garden City Community College. I'm excited. I get ready to get to work. My journey has not been easy, but it's been fun. Of course, the coaching profession is something that is usually a little unique, especially when you're married. So before I can even kind of get into answering you guys' questions, I got to kind of thank a couple of people if the reason why I'm sitting here today. Of course, I'm going to thank my Heavenly Father up above, but my wife for 29 years, I have to thank her. She sat back at home right now in California, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, she's the main reason why I'm here, and that's Julie Harris. I appreciate the hiring committee and the staff. Of course, I have a wonderful AD sitting right here to the left of me, and Mike Pilosoff. I have a great vice president sitting right next to me in Colin Lamb, and I appreciate the confidence in Dr. Ruda and giving me the opportunity to lead the Garden City football team on into a very special year. I'd like to open it up to any kind of questions that you guys might have. I look forward to getting to know each and every one of you guys. It looks like a great, fun group that's sitting in this room right now. I'm excited. I'm not a huge camera guy, even though certain things in my past kind of showed that. But I'm like more of a behind-the-scenes, roll-your-sleeve-up, take-off-the-suit type of guy. And I'm ready to kind of get to work to build this program back to the prestigious level where it should be at. And I'm grateful for these three men up here. I'm grateful for my beautiful wife. But I can't be anywhere also without my staff. Over the next couple of weeks, my staff will continue to grow, maybe a little bit different than what, you know, has been in the past. Right now, I'm very fortunate enough to have four guys here with me. Okay, and that's my O-line coach, Kurt Landgren, my tight end special teams coordinator, Justin Hafner. Of course, we have a running backs coach here that, he just won a second consecutive bowl game in California Junior College and hopped on a plane the very next day to be out here in Garden City. And that's, of course, Alex Woodard. And then we also are going to retain D-line coach Fletcher Jones. Okay, so I have a few more coming in next week. I got a couple coming at the end of the week. And so I think you guys would be really happy with the staff that I put together. My philosophy and my mindset is a little bit different. I was able to kind of grow over my 25 years of coaching experience and put together my own philosophy. I'm a true believer in not only coaching the player up on the field, but also coaching the player for after or life after football, okay? We all know football don't last forever. And to do that, we start by changing the mindset, which we already started doing yesterday, my first day here. I'm a strong believer we're going to win football games on the field. And that's not just on Saturday. That's basically throughout the week as well, okay? Where we work on Sunday through Friday will take us where we're going to do and what we're going to excel at on Saturday, okay? But I'm a true strong believer, especially in the junior college system, because I myself was a junior college product myself, that winning has to get done in three other areas besides the field, okay? The first one is the classroom. We'll change things up here. We will get involved and make sure our kids here at Garden City are going to class, okay? We will hold them accountable. We're holding them accountable to graduate. If they have goals and dreams to pursue to the next level, they're going to need an associate's degree. And to do that, it comes with accountability. So we will win in the classroom. Myself and my staff will look forward to working with all our instructors, okay, and all our admin here to make sure to get that done. Second thing, it's the community, all right? The community is a huge support. And just by seeing all the faces right now that are in this room, man, I want to go to work for you right now, really. I'm going to produce something that you guys can be proud of. Trust me on that right then and there. I want our guys to be out there in the community for two reasons. One, of course, a lot of them are going on to play football at the next level, and they're going to have to do that there. And so it's my job to prepare them for that. But two, I want you guys to get them to know them outside of football, okay? Because I think that's a huge importance. A lot of these kids coming from a variety of different backgrounds, have a variety of different interests, and are just good people, okay? I had the opportunity to know them for the last 36 hours, and I haven't stopped smiling since. It's a great honor to be their coach. And then the last one, of course, we're going to look different than what you normally see us looking. And we're going to win in the weight room. And that's something that we're going to start here real soon. But I think my overall goal is we're going to try to have the best players in the country. And that's something that I'm going to pride myself on with recruiting and with the help of these guys up here. And, of course, the Garden City community itself, we're going to kind of get that done so we can put a team on the field that you guys can be proud of. And I'm going to hold you guys, too. If you guys showed up here, I want you there at that first home game, too, at the same time. So if you that's a little bit about my philosophy. If you guys have any questions, I'm a pretty open book. I have always have an open door policy. Some of you guys I had an opportunity to talk to already. You know, sometimes I talk a little bit too much, but I'm open for questions if you guys have any. Thank you.